Did you know that Game Pass or Pass is brought to you for free because of Spotify for Podcasters? It's a totally free platform, and you can make a podcast today for free. Spotify for Podcasters lets you record and edit podcasts right from your phone or computer. So no matter what your setup is like, you can start creating today. Then you can distribute your podcast to Spotify and everywhere else that podcasts are heard. And if you think about taking your podcast to the next level with a video podcast, Spotify can help you too. With Spotify for Podcasters, you can also earn money in a variety of ways that includes ads and podcast subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Download the Spotify for Podcasters app or go to spotify.com/podcasts to get started right now. Now time for a very dishonest edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service, tell you which games to pass them to a friend and which games to lie about. That doesn't make sense, because then if we were lying about it, we would say you should play when you should. That's not why we're here. We would not ever lie to you.
I would definitely lie to you for enough money. That's a lie.
Well, integrity of this show has been compromised. I guess it could be compromised. I am Corey. I'm joined by apparently the man who's up for sale, Basher.
No, that's probably my favorite intro so far, because it's absolutely true. I'm not gonna lie to you. That your intro reminded me that we never actually did Dishonored 2 on this show.
I have tried to play that game so many times. I just don't think I like arcane games. There's something about them that just don't click with me. I don't know if it's the gameplay. They tend to be a little bit slower, so maybe that's what it is, but I don't know. Dishonored is a game by Dishonored is a game by Bethesda, and that's not what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about a FMV game known as Telling Lies. But before that, Spotify just rolled out podcast ratings. So if you're listening to us on Spotify, pull out your phone, give us a rating, be honest. Give us 4 stars, 5 stars, give us 1. Although if you're listening to this multiple times and you're going to give us a 1, what is wrong with you? You can tell us what you don't like at 574-651-9256. Text message, voicemail, however you prefer. But now let's talk about Telling Lies. It's a game. We're not going to talk about lying. This was made by Sam Barlow. He's also known for a similar FMV game called Her Story. Regular priced at $19.99, available on Xbox One, Xbox Series X and S, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation 4 and 5, and PC. Crossplay is not here because that wouldn't make sense. The cloud saves do work between Xbox and PC, and there is no DLC. I meant to pull up the description because we didn't do that last episode, and I remembered as soon as it did. Here we go. An investigation thriller game with non-linear storytelling. Telling Lies revolves around a cache of secretly recorded video conversations starring Logan Marshall Green, Alexandria Shipp, Carrie Bechet, Angela Serafran, and directed by Sam Barlow, creator of Her Story and Silent Hill Shattered Memories. How does it work? Telling Lies sits you in front of an anonymous laptop loaded with a stolen NSA database full of footage. The footage covers 2 years in the intimate lives of 4 people whose stories are linked by a shocking incident. Explore the database by typing search terms, watch the clips where those words are spoken, and piece together your story. Unlike anything you've ever played before, Telling Lies is an intimate and intense experience. A game where you decide the truth. I almost made it. I got to the last sentence. and I choked.
Still bottom 5 worst cold readers of all time. Easy.
Harsh. Speaking of lies, that lie you just told, let's talk about Telling Lies.
Well, let's start with something that I absolutely fell in love with immediately is the fact that the game doesn't tell you what to do.
No, yeah.
Like, at all.
So did you ever play Her Story? I'm just curious.
I did not.
Okay, so I sort of went into this with knowledge that you probably did not. Well, no, I did go into this with knowledge you did not have. So that's interesting, because I felt the exact same way when I played Her Story. I was like, you like going to tell me what to do?
Like, at all. Like, yeah, no. People talk about like Dark Souls and like how it doesn't tell you much of anything to get started. But at the same time, like there's technically a tutorial area in like where you learn some things in here or there. But like this game literally opens up. It's like press start to play and then you're on the laptop screen and that's it. And it's just like, I mean, to compare points of view, like I loved it. Like immediately I'm just like, this felt intrusive. It felt weird. It felt wrong in a way. And then, but knowing it's a game, we obviously like, you know, there's a goal or something to be had or to be completed rather. And a friend who was here watched me play it, could not stand it.
Really?
Like, she was losing her mind, like, in the first part of that, because she's like, oh, I'm just going to look it up, figure out what we need to do. I'm like, no, don't look up anything. Well, if you do, don't tell me, because this is the best part of the game.
Right. Like, but the mystery is the game. Like, if you Google it.
Right. Yeah. So it was like, right off the bat, well, I was in love with it.
Yeah. I don't disagree, but at the same time, again, like I kind of came into this knowing a little bit of what to expect. What I'll say is that the, if you liked this game, I think Her Story is the better game. And I say that simply because while I enjoy the premise of the game and I enjoy the sort of blindness and it's unique because you look up these clips and you sort of start piecing things together, but you're only ever getting one side of the story at a time. So you're never watching clips in conjunction with each other, if that makes sense. So like you might see the clip from one perspective and it might be that person just kind of listening half the time, but you have the ability to sort of scrub through the data or the video and sort of start piecing things together. So then you start doing this puzzle. It's like, well, I need to find the other side of this conversation. And so that becomes part of the game too. So there's a lot of that in it. And I think it's exciting and it's cool. And yeah, it's also kind of a hard game to talk about because everything's a spoiler, I guess, in some way, because also depending on how you play it, you might discover something that I never discovered, or you might discover something first that I didn't discover until later, kind of thing.
Exactly. So like with it having a few different endings, it really allows for a very unique experience for each person in a way, where it's like, however you get to the one of the few endings is entirely unique to you. Like you don't, like, I just started, because the computer screen starts off with like maybe 5 preloaded video clips in a search bar. And using that, I could search the word date. Dates brought me to several more clips. I watched those clips. Then I searched a month or a year or something. And it's like, they gave me a couple more clips and a few more clips. And then I realized it's giving me, it's like you said, the videos are, it's like watching a Skype or not even Skype. I guess Skype is too old school now. We all use, what do we all use now for at-home video? Zoom. It's like watching a one-way Zoom where you're not hearing the other person talk. You're just hearing the person you're watching speak and listen. So piecing those things together, especially when you get something really juicy, because for me, the initial experience was watching one actor or one character rather talk about something benign, another character talk about just her life or get something, another benign thing, and you can almost see where those two might connect. But then there's like a third character who is a cam model, and I just had no clue how that person, or if that person even connected to anybody else's story. and what you grab onto, whether it's his story, her story, their story, you just follow these breadcrumbs to a bigger, more big story happening in hand, and it creates just a truly unique kind of initial run through the story.
Yeah, and I've been sitting here kind of wrestling with the fact, like, how much do we want to say, like, because I don't want to go into spoilers, but at the same time, like, this story is, it's kind of like a political thriller in some ways, but it's also a more intimate sort of story. So I guess, like, very minor spoilers here. Like, I'm going to go into a little bit of what some of these characters are and who they are, et cetera. So if you want to go into this completely blind, which I do recommend, you know, if you're completely curious about, like, what are they talking about? You know, you basically have four people, and you've got one guy who's kind of the glue that holds it all together. His name's David Smith, and he was an FBI agent. So, like, you've got his wife, you've got, like, a, like you said, a cam model, and then you also have, like, a third sort of someone that he is undercover with. That person is not undercover with him, but he is undercover, and she is sort of, there's a love story there as well. So you kind of see him balancing between these three different angles. And so you've got that going on along with a sort of investigation thriller that's kind of political. So like you said, it's very interesting because it, like you said, you're not quite sure how it all pieces together, kind of thing. So this is my question to you would be, did you get more of a thrilling vibe, or more of like a twist? Like, did you feel like this game had a big twist in it that sort of caught you off guard?
Honestly, my experience was more voyeuristic than anything. Like, there is very much a thriller aspect. It's very much a political thriller aspect. However, there's also just a benign kind of slice of life story there with another character. And it all depends on what you grab onto. Like, whatever piece of this story that interests you is the part that you can get more information about, that you can go down a rabbit hole with. I mean, at one point it was a sort of just all around thriller. I'm just like, wait, what happened? Like, he did what? Wait. And then then it did get more political thriller for me, where I'm like, oh, wait a minute. So this goes all the way to the top, to the chief. And it's like, but then there's another part where I spent a few minutes just going, oh, who is this little girl? Like, all right, let me learn more about her. Like, and that story is completely just, it feels irrelevant, but any plot line or story happening here can be considered irrelevant by itself. Some of them cross connect, but at the same time, you can play this and then not be a thriller. There's one of those plot lines of stories there for you. So, like, to answer your question, yes, I got like a major, like a big twist, plot point that popped up. But at the same time, like, you can play that, and you can play this game and never get to that point because that's a certain story.
Right. And the reason I ask that is because I'm torn on this game in general, because I don't know if I actually like the fact that it can be pulled in many different directions. And, like, I know I just said I do, but, like, my dilemma comes from the fact that some of the story's endings, I don't think particularly play well. Like, again, it's hard to talk about without spoiling it, but I'll say one of the characters, it like you said, you can kind of go through this and your ending could have nothing to do with sort of the political action thriller. So it's kind of weird and disjointed for me because I sort of fell down this path of really falling into the political thriller side of it and not so much the love stories. Like there was one that was sort of there, but then I sort of came across the ending for one of these characters and it kind of comes out of left field. And I was just like, wait a minute. What happened? And then so after I had sort of finished my playthrough, I went online and sort of looked up like what could have happened. And then when I look what could have happened, I'm just like, that doesn't like I sort of saw that ending, but I didn't get the full ending. So then this arc with this character sort of just ended and I felt like I didn't get the full story. And what's weird is like you can sort of go back and view like once the game quote ends and you get your ending, you can go back and look at all the videos and stuff. But the game only ends a certain amount of it only ends one time. So then you get your ending and you can kind of either restart and find out a new ending or do what I did and go online. So like, it's cool that it does that, but I can't help but think like their previous game or his previous game of her story, like it's just a story like, and you've got to figure out exactly what's happening and then you get a straight throughput line. And I almost feel like that storytelling is just so much better with this system because there's a beginning point and an end point and I don't lose stuff in the middle.
I'm not going to disagree with that because I did get a, again, so the friend I was playing with, she definitely got, it was like an ebb and flow for her where it's like she was super into it and then she was super out of it. And simply because it's like you say, you can get an ending or you can piece this story, you can start piecing stories together and you can get endings well before the game ends. So the way the game ends is you got basically a certain amount of time on his laptop. You have until about 4 or 5 a.m., I believe. Once you hit that time, the game wraps up for you, and it gives you the sort of prologue. My issue that I agree with that is I got that my ending around 3:30 a.m., let's say. By that time, I'm done with the game. But again, I'm not looking up how this game ends. I'm not looking up what you need to do to, quote unquote, finish the game. So I'm thinking maybe there's a certain video I haven't seen. There's a certain thing on the computer I have not done yet. I didn't realize until afterwards that it's simply a time limit. So with that being said, you will find yourself kind of just, if you're in it for a certain story, and you get that story by 2-3 a.m. Mark, this is sort of a spoiler, I guess, but you're pretty much clicking around until the time runs out. So that was one of my biggest issues with it is you can be done with this game before the game is done with you.
Right. And I guess more now just like thinking about it, it almost seems like I don't understand why there has to be an ending at all. Like, if that makes sense, like, I don't know it. I super enjoyed what I played and how it's delivered. It just seems like a weird decision to have multiple endings because I feel like that's the wrong answer. Like the hook of the game is the delivery of how you discover things. And I feel like he just did a much better job with her story. And I think he nailed that. And I think for the sake of not wanting to do the same thing, that's where this sort of multiple endings come into play. And I just think it's a step back. Like it still works. And I still think this game is pretty neat, but I have my brain has been tainted by the fact that he did her story and her story is just such a better, I think it's just a better story. And yeah, that's it really.
I don't know. I mean, that was the part that I genuinely liked about it is just how disjointed the entire thing was. That part was not the major frustration for me. Walking away from this game after I finished it, I felt like I didn't do the go online thing and figure out like what else the other endings were and what I missed. I kind of wanted to role play this experience like I was the girl on the laptop. I close the laptop, I burn the hard drive, and I'm out. Like, and I just left it as that. So, like, I felt like whatever story that I got during that is a story that I got. And whatever I didn't get, whatever was left on that hard drive is gone. Like, and that's how I played it, and that's how I enjoyed it. But it's far from a perfect experience. I mean, the way the game ends is frustrating enough. But one thing that really got me during the gameplay process was the fact that you couldn't, even though you're on a computer, when you're scrubbing the video files, you can only rewind at a certain speed.
Yeah, it kind of drove me nuts. I wonder if it'd be different on, did you play on console or PC?
Console.
Okay, I played console as well. I wonder if that would be different on PC, but
it is not different on PC. That's one thing I did look up while I was playing it. I'm like, is there a faster way to go backwards in these video files? I was like, no, it's just no way. And that was honestly for me, gameplay wise, the most frustrating part, because you search a keyword, dad, you'll find a video that is 13 minutes long that, and it has dad in it, but it'll start the video at minute 12:13.
Right.
So you want to go backwards and see like how we get up to this point. Like, what am I missing? Like, to piece these videos together. And it's like, you're just scrubbing for minutes at a time because you can't just skip backwards or stop the video play from the beginning. So like, gameplay wise, that was probably the most frustrating thing for me.
Yeah, it's kind of perplexing to why there's not just a like start at the beginning button, you know, like, because there are times, like you said, you know, most of the videos are not that long, but you do run into some of them. And it seems like no matter what I was searching, it was always like minute 6 of 7 or 4 of 5. And it's like, let me just like, why is there not a button where I can just press it and say play from the beginning? I don't. And I get that that's part of the, I don't say it's part of the gameplay, but it almost feels deliberate because of the, it wants you to sort of search for keywords. So it's like, but at the same time, since they let you go back, it's kind of weird. But what I'll say is that the discovering of content in this game is much easier than his other games, simply that it's more straightforward. That does limit you. Like, if you do like a keyword of, let's just say, like, eternity, like if you typed in eternity, if there's more than 5 videos, it only shows you 5 videos. You're never going to see all 12 or 13 or whatever. So like, it does sort of force you into making decisions or searching other things. You can't just type in one word the whole time and go from there. Like, you do have to sort of start narrowing things down. So there's detective work and stuff like that involved in just the keywords, etc. But a lot of that's just for me to say, like, it's like you said, it's, there's still some frustrating aspects. But yeah, that would be the biggest one, is just like, let me press a button to watch the full video, please.
Yeah, I think it's just wonderfully, for me, just sort of creepy, you know, because I'm not a, like, I watch those like those Netflix documentaries, like, especially like when it comes to mine is like, Don't F with Cats. And you got these people on Facebook and whatnot trying to be detectives and get involved in the case and thinking they're doing something. They're really not. And we know they're not, but it's still fun to watch from an entertainment point of view. And this for me just kind of puts me in the seat of one of those people where it's like for the longest time, I felt like, am I supposed to be watching this? Am I supposed to be here? Who am I while doing that? Who's the guy in the background, like, with me in his hotel room? Like, there's so many just random questions you have about random people and things just for the game to end, and you just walk away. I felt like that experience is a very just unique and odd experience.
Yeah, I agree. And it's, again, I can't keep stressing enough that, like, my mind is a little tainted because this isn't the first time for me. So for me, it's a little bit different in that I'm sort of looking for that replication of feelings that I have. And they're mostly there. There's some good things and some bad things. But when it comes to this show, Game Pass or Pass? Sounds like we're on the same page. Pass. Pass it on.
I agree. It's a super unique experience, and I think it's one worth playing through, especially if you have not played Her Story. Apparently, it's worth it being your first time, and then we can play a much better experience, I guess.
Yeah. So afterwards, that would be my caveat. Is like if you played Her Story, it's a very similar experience, but it's just I think that game spoke to a lot of people for many reasons, and I think it is that it's got that sort of just like the prestige. To bring in movies, like it's got that prestige sort of feeling to it. It's just like there's something going on here, and I really can't, like, you don't figure it out until the end, and then when you do, you're just like, holy crap! Like, so it's just got a different pull to it. But I think it's something that just resonates a little bit more with people because it's got a beginning, and it's got an end. Everyone has the same beginning and the same end, so it just hits differently. But if you like that game, you like that style of having to piece things together, this is it. This is the same thing. It does not reinvent the wheel. He's not trying to either. So, and it's also a lot different because it's more actors. There's more storylines involved. So it seemed like it was a step up of him trying to, do more, you know, try to tackle different situations and not just try to make another game. So, but all right, there you go. Telling Lies, Pass It On. Give it a shot. It's not too long. It's about 3 to 4 hours, depending on how fast you play. I believe, like you were talking about, the hour count. I think that hour count actually progresses depending on how many videos that you've watched.
As you watch videos, it progresses.
Right. So
yeah. So like, keep watching videos, and it'll go faster for you.
Right. So yeah, even watch stuff that you're not sure about, kind of thing. So, but there you go. That is going to do it for this episode. You can shoot us an email about Telling Lies, gpopfans@gmail.com, or you can shoot us a voicemail or text message, 574-651-9256. We'll talk about it, read it on the air, all that fun stuff. And also, if you are listening to us on Spotify or iTunes or wherever, leave us a rating. They really do help. We got some new ratings that I also forgot to pull up again. And one day I will bring those up and we will talk about them. See, the problem is, and I'm sure this isn't true.
You're the problem.
Apple Podcasts, like, as far as I know, you need an Apple device to read them, which I have an Apple device at work. That's where I read them, but I don't have an Apple device at home. I wonder. You're going to hear some typing right now. Maybe you can. You just have to be extremely specific. Okay, you definitely can. So while maybe not. I broke it. I hit see all, and now it's just like, no.
All right. Well, we had a good thing going.
We did. I was going to read these and it was going to be grand. It was going to be adventurous. There you go. We had a new review from Ridiculous Patronus 1. Really liked the predictions on the future of Game Pass at Microsoft. Also really took me back to breaking down Spyro for PlayStation and having a detailed conversation of buyouts and true questions about the gaming business side of things. Fun and intriguing. Looking forward to more. Thank you. That is a fantastic review. I appreciate it. That was left on 2/10, not too long ago. That's the kind of stuff we want to hear. That's the good stuff. The good stuff. Not the one-star review.
I want to hear more about Spyro, too. I agree.
Well,
that's what I took from that.
Maybe we will. And then we have the one-star review who said that since we passed on Remnant from the Ashes, he never wants to hear us again.
Still my favorite review. I mean, who loves Remnant from the Ashes?
Who loves it so much to listen to one episode of a podcast? Like, what were you doing, sir, that you were like, I want to listen to a podcast about Remnant from the Ashes, landed on us somehow, listen to one episode, and we're like, no. We actually didn't even say we dislike the game. We said the game has problems, which it does, and it did. We actually liked the game, but you still decided, hey, that's your opinion, but I think your opinion is misguided, okay?
Who loves Remnant from the... Like, even fans of Remnant from the Ashes don't love... They love Dark Souls 3, probably.
They probably
love Bloodborne.
You're no ridiculous...
They don't love Remnant.
You're no Ridiculous Patronus 1. That's what I'm telling you. Although, I will be playing Elden Ring this Friday because... Elden Ring? Did I say Elden Ring? Elden Ring this Friday because I hate myself. So there you go.
I'll be right there with you, sadly.
All right. That's going to do this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with Dreamscaper.
Good day, sirs.